The harder they try to bury the truth, the more undeniable it becomes. A team of top South Korean researchers have detonated a scientific bombshell. A massive gold standard study of 9 million people exposing the dark reality of the COVID mRNA shots. Far from delivering lasting protection, the vaccines are systematically dismantling immune systems, triggering a devastating disease called VAIDS, vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome. The evidence is peer-reviewed, the numbers are staggering, and the implications, cataclysmic. Once mocked as a wild conspiracy, VAIDS is now a plague, tearing apart the lies of the media machine and shaking the foundations of trust in medicine itself. This plague, they say, is already ravaging the health of more than 1 billion people worldwide. But here's the kicker. If this is real, who knew? Who silenced it? And what are they planning next? Stay tuned, because this rabbit hole is about to get a whole lot deeper. Before we dive in, join the TPV free speech community over on Soju. Soju is a digital space where ideas and information can take place without any annoying algorithms or restrictive rules getting in the way of free expression. And sign up to become a member of the world's first ever cyber nation that truly believes in life, liberty, and the pursuit of your dreams. Visit joson.com and click the Join Us button today. It's completely free. South Korea followed the global elite's agenda, enforcing one of the most draconian COVID-19 vaccination campaigns in the world. The result? 96% of South Koreans received at least two doses, one of the highest rates on the planet. But now, as alarming health crises emerge, many are questioning what they were forced to put into their bodies, and they're demanding justice.
안녕하십니까. 코로나19 백신 피해자 가족협의회장 회장 김두경입니다. 2020년 이후 코로나 팬데믹 상황에서 K-방역에 따른 백신 강요 정책을 진행하였는데 그로 인하여 백신 부작용으로 인한 사망자 2,700여 명, 중증자 19,000여 명이 발생하였다. 전 국민 96%가 백신 2차 접종을 하였음에도 불구하고 1일 확진자가 17만 명을 발생하여 백신의 유효성이 없어 백신 패스는 폐지되었다. 그럼에도 불구하고 안전성이 확보되지 않은 백신을 2021년 2월 26일부터 코로나 백신 우선 접종 대상자 및 국민에게 선택의 여지 없이 접종 강요로 하여 다수의 백신 사망자 및 중증 피해자가 발생하였는데도 백신 부작용에 대해서는 모르세요 하고 접종의 효과만 부각하여 피해를 더 키웠다.
What happens when a nation that complied without question starts asking the hard questions? What happens when those in power refuse to answer?
정말 우리 국민들을 위해서 여야가 합치해서 나갈 수 있도록 제가 기자회견을 진행하도록 하겠습니다. 존경하는 국민 여러분, 지난 코로나 3년 동안 우리 국민들은 너무나 고통을 받았습니다. 그 중에서도 가장 고통받은 분들은 누가 뭐라 해도 여기 있는 코로나 백신 피해자 가족들이실 겁니다. 백신 부작용으로 인해서 2,700여 명의 사망자들과 18,000여 명의 중증 환자들이 나왔습니다. 이거는 공식적인 통계지 실제로는 한 그 10배가 넘는다고 합니다. 정부를 믿고 임상시험도 제대로 되지 않은 백신을 맞고 그들은 가족을 잃었고 몇 년간 중증 환자 치료비로 가산을 탕진해서 매일매일 피눈물을 흘리고 있는데 아직도 제대로 된 사과나 보상을 못 받고 있습니다.
Complicit politicians, media mouthpieces, and so-called medical experts are desperate to bury the truth. But the anger is only growing. As the body count rises and the undeniable patterns emerge, the public is waking up. But as the outrage grows and the cover-ups unravels, the facts are becoming impossible to ignore. The science, the real science, not the big pharma-approved narrative, has finally caught up with the lies. And the results, published in the prestigious journal Nature, are undeniable. This isn't speculation. It's cold hard data pulled from nearly 10 million medical records, a data set so vast and comprehensive that most researchers around the world can only dream of accessing something like it. Why? Because South Korea has something unique, a centralized government-run medical database that meticulously tracks every citizen's health records, vaccinations, and medical treatments. Unlike in Western countries, where fragmented healthcare systems and medical privacy make large-scale studies nearly impossible, this dataset provides an unparalleled level of accuracy and insight. This means the Yonsei University Wonju College of Medicine team wasn't relying on self-reported surveys, selective hospital data, or big pharma-funded studies. They were working with official records and gold standard data, giving their findings an extraordinary level of credibility. And what they found is nothing short of terrifying. Cases of autoimmune connective tissue diseases, previously considered rare, are now skyrocketing in vaccinated individuals. The data confirms what many independent scientists have been warning for years. The COVID mRNA injections are degrading immune systems to the point of total collapse, not strengthening them. Even more shocking, the study links these immune failures to vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome, VAIDS, a phenomenon that was once dismissed as a conspiracy, but is now backed by one of the most rigorous large-scale analyses ever conducted. This isn't just another study, it's a smoking gun. South Korea's uniquely detailed medical records provide definitive proof that mRNA technology is causing lasting widespread harm. And here is where it gets even worse. The study aligns with findings from other world-leading researchers at Yale School of Medicine, who have begun warning about the risks of immune system collapse linked to the mRNA technology.
A bombshell new study from Yale Medical School finds people suffering from long COVID are actually suffering from mRNA vaccine injury. As if that's bad enough, it's worse than that. These people are suffering from what's called vaccine-induced AIDS. It's called VAIDS. This is from Slate News. Leading scientists from the world-renowned Yale University have confirmed that COVID mRNA vaccines cause vaccine-acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, VAIDS. A bombshell study conducted by researchers at Yale University School of Medicine found that mRNA injections alter human biology to create long-term spike protein production that increases over time. The scientists warned that the COVID mRNA vaccines alter T-cell immunophenotypes, which triggers VAIDS. The study was led by Bornali Bhattachary. So not only were we collectively forced to take an experimental vaccine or what, risk losing our jobs, we were lied to about it. It didn't stop you from contracting or transmitting the virus. It wasn't safe. It caused heart issues, blood clots, autoimmune disorders. We were censored when we questioned the madness. And now we find out that the mRNA jab causes VAIDS in many people. This is one of the most egregious scandals in American history. Kash Patel's first order of business at the FBI should be throwing in prison every single person involved in this crime against humanity.
But instead of investigating, governments and pharmaceutical companies have doubled down, pushing more boosters, more mandates, and more cover-ups. One of former CDC Director Mandy Cohen's final acts in office was joining the most sinister man on Capitol Hill, Chuck Schumer, to push yet another round of mRNA on the public.
Hi everyone, Mandy Cohen, Director of the CDC, and I'm here with Senator Schumer, who has an important message for you about vaccines.
And what's many good things about our director, one of them, she's from Baldwin, New York. We're urging everybody to get their flu shot and their updated COVID booster. They don't hurt, these shots don't hurt anymore like they used to when I was a kid, and they do you a lot of good. Please get your shot. It'll avoid a lot of pain later.
Thanks, Senator.
And if you thought the scam ended with COVID, think again, because the same people who created this mess are already lining up their next payday. As we speak, Moderna is rolling out a new miracle mRNA vaccine, but not for a new virus. No, this one is to treat the very side effects caused by their COVID mRNA injections. You heard that right. They break your immune system, then sell you the cure. The next manufactured crisis is already on the way. We have the shameful details coming up. Before we go on, I want to talk about a health secret I recently discovered that the system really doesn't want you to know about. Have you ever wondered what happened to Chuck Norris? You know, the guy the system could never tame. I recently watched a video he dropped, and it floored me. The man is 84 years old, and he's still out there kicking ass, crushing workouts, and running circles around his grandkids. Meanwhile, the mainstream media wants you to think that we're all supposed to be popping big pharma pills and fading away by his age. Well, not Chuck. Here's the kicker. He's stronger, got more stamina and energy to burn, and it's all because of one change. No dangerous prescriptions, no corporate health scams. He says he feels like he's in his 50s again. And I'm sitting here thinking, what's the catch? It turns out there isn't one. Chuck is not playing their game, and he's spilling the truth in this free video he made for you guys. You need to see it. Go to chuckdefense.com/TPV. The link is right below this video. This isn't some scummy infomercial from talking heads on television. It's the real deal. He's exposing the three silent killers the establishment don't want you to fix. Stuff they profit from as we age and deteriorate. This free video flips everything you've been fed about health on its head. So click that link, chuckdefense.com/TPV, and watch it now. It's simple, no bullshit truth. You'll wish you'd known this years ago. It's a perfectly engineered cycle of dependency. First, they convince the world to take an experimental shot. One that South Korea's own government data now confirms is linked to immune collapse. Now they're positioning themselves as the saviors, pushing a new jab to fix the problems they created, while laughing all the way to the bank as their share price soars. And just like before, they're banking on the fact that nobody will connect the dots. This was their first mistake. Yale epidemiologist Dr. Harvey Riche has been closely analysing post-vaccination immune response data, particularly from the UK, where some of the most detailed government health data exists.
Public Health UK has actually published a statement about this in their week 42 weekly report that showed that people who've had COVID and then get vaccinated have lower levels of anti-nucleocapsid antibodies. And this means, and since the vaccines don't address the nucleocapsid antigens, they only address the spike, it means that they're doing something that's damaging the immune response in a more general way than just what they do with the spike. And this is empirical data that Public Health UK has published. So we know that this is happening. It's not a theoretical issue about all of the niceties of laboratory biology and virology of things that could happen. It's a real thing that's been really observed by their testing.
The pharmaceutical industry's entire business model hinges on creating lifelong customers, not cures. They're not interested in health. They're interested in control. Control over the narrative, control over government policy, and most importantly, control over your body. But this time, people are waking up. South Koreans are demanding answers. Whistleblowers are stepping forward. Medical professionals, who were once silenced, are speaking out. A nursing facility director has stepped forward, risking it all to blow the whistle on what doctors are now calling a bone-rotting disorder, a terrifying new syndrome that's leaving patients broken, brittle, and betrayed. And the culprit? According to her, and a growing chorus of doctors, it's none other than the COVID vaccines.
I got the vax about 3 years ago when it first came out. I was working as a director of a nursing facility, and we had to get it or we would lose our job. And so I got it. And at that time, I thought I was doing the right thing to protect my patients, my staff, my family. And so 6 months later, I developed pericarditis and my bones started dying. I've had 7 now total joint replacements in my body. And just over the last 2.5 years, everything was completely normal before then regarding my bones. I also have recently discovered I have a clotting disorder, and I just got out of the hospital last week because I had a pulmonary embolism, which is also something I've never had to deal with until now, and I will have to for the rest of my life. And the last thing I wanted to talk about was I also have an autoimmune disorder now, which I'm having to do the injections in my stomach. We've tried chemo. We've tried everything just to try and get it better. And all of this has been since I got the vaccine. And lastly, I did have a heart condition prior to the vaccine that we were aware about, but it was stable. Well, since that day that I got the vaccine, I have had several hospital stays. I've had pericarditis. I have had to have a pacemaker ICD placed because that we can't get my heart regulated and my heart failure under control. So all I'm asking for you is just to help me get this out. Help me share it. Make all of this suffering and pain I have been through worth it. I mean, it is a struggle every single day to get out of the bed because of the pain and fatigue and just everything about it. Just sit down and play with my kids and spend time with my family. So please help me. Help me save someone else's life, because early intervention is key, and it can help stop it where no one else has to go through what I have been through, because I would not wish this on my worst enemy. So please, help me.
This lines up perfectly with the South Korean study, which found that repeated doses of mRNA vaccines seem to rewire the immune system in ways scientists are only beginning to understand. Autoimmune diseases, turbo cancers, and sudden immune failures are appearing in unprecedented numbers. And governments and big pharma are scrambling to cover it up. And yet, despite all of this, Moderna is now rolling out yet another mRNA shot, one that supposedly treats heart conditions and immune disorders, the same conditions that did not exist at these rates before their first jab campaign. This is a rigged game, and they think you won't notice. They think you won't question why Pfizer and Moderna have pivoted to oncology, and why their next wave of vaccines just happened to align with the exact medical crises their COVID shots created. They think you won't ask why the biggest media outlets are dependent on financial ties to Big Pharma. They think you won't realize this is all by design. But they've underestimated just how many people are finally seeing the truth. And the truth is, this was never about health. And it was always about control. It's time to tear down this corrupt machine and bring those responsible to justice. No more cover-ups, no more excuses. The truth is out, and the reckoning is overdue. Here at The People's Voice, we're determined to continue exposing the elite, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel on Rumble and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our amazing team and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. I hope to see you there. Today's video is brought to you by IPv6ers. Are you a content creator who wants to publish information online without Big Brother spying and censoring your every move? IPv6ers is set to revolutionize the way information is disseminated on the internet by eliminating the need for big tech companies to provide unreliable, overpriced services such as self-hosting, email, and data management. IPv6ers enables an easy and accessible way for you to host your own web and email server, with direct end-to-end connections and enhanced security. This means no snooping from Big Brother and no interference from the technocratic elite. If Hillary Clinton can get away with running her own server, why shouldn't you? Go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 to sign up, or click the link below this video to take back control of the internet and win the info wars against the globalists. If you like our content, help support our sponsor, IPv6ers, and go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 today. Thank you, IPv6ers, for making this video possible.